guys. My name is Amy Coonan, and I'm your host for The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share advice for techies, for earth lovers, and for penny pinchers. As much as I love the sound of my own voice, this broadcast is going to rely heavily on guests who are subject matter experts on everything, ranging from how to get your small business up and running, interviews with some of the brains behind your favorite apps, and even how to remove garbage from outer space. You never know who's going to pop up and join me next in studio, so make sure to subscribe to The Town Hall on iTunes to get our episodes downloaded directly. And if your boss is making you work through lunch or your commute is just too short and you miss something awesome, don't worry, we've got your back. You can check out our blog for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Town Hall. I'm joined in studio today by Jason Wadsworth, the manager of sustainability for Wegmans. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to say before we get started that I really am such a fangirl of Wegmans. This is like the 12-year-old me meeting the manager for the Backstreet Boys. I'm freaking out. I love Wegmans. Obviously, we don't have one down south, but that's what Amazon is for. And I would be lost without my peanut butter pretzels and my salad dressing.
They're so good.
They are unbelievable. So let's get started. Wegmans is an institution. Wegmans is a partner of Rubicon's. Wegmans is a regional supermarket chain with a cult following. So for those who don't live up north or who have never seen The Office, explain a little bit to our listeners about what is Wegmans, what's the brand, and how is Wegmans different from the traditional grocer?
Well, so Wegmans started back in 1916 as a fresh vegetable cart in Rochester, New York. It was the Wegman family, Robert Wegman, his uncle and dad, and it really transformed into this destination experience that you see today. And Wegmans, you know, our stores are big. I often, to people that haven't been to Wegmans before, I try to equate them to, if you've been to a Whole Foods, it's a Whole Foods the size of Costco, but way better. So it's as close as I can get to folks down here. So
totally.
We've really built our brand on trust and customer loyalty, high standards, caring, respect. You know, these are the values that the Wegman family has carried on and continues to live by today.
And how did you get started working for Wegmans? Tell me a little bit about your path with the company and, you know, how long have you been there and stuff like that?
So I'm coming up on my 29th year at Wegmans. I started when I was 14, officially. You know, my family history and the Wegman family history goes back a little bit. So my grandfather and my dad worked for Wegmans. So I'm a third generation. Beyond that, I'm also a fourth generation farmer. So Wegmans actually purchased my family farm back in the 1960s. And so I grew up on a farm and I grew up with my grandfather and my dad, but also as a Wegman, really, you know.
Right.
Wegmans was always a part of my life because my dad and my grandfather worked for Wegmans. So that those values, you know, not only the Wegman values, but my family values kind of played a part in where I am today.
So living on a farm, obviously, you were kind of ahead of the curve in terms of sustainability. Is that what really sparked your passion for sustainability at such a young age?
I think so. You know, farmers have to think differently and we have to innovate and you have to take care of the earth or the earth will not take care of you, right? So, I think that that's where really that passion for doing the right thing, not only for the environment, but for our company was instilled in me.
So now you manage sustainability for the whole Wegmans brand. What does that look like?
So we had to kind of break it up into to pieces. You know, that's the old saying, how you eat an elephant. Back in 2007, when I started doing sustainability for Wegmans, it was a pretty new concept.
Right. You know,
before that, it was called environmental recycling, reduce, reuse, recycle. Those were the terms thrown around in the late 80s, early 90s. So when sustainability came on, it was really educating about what is sustainability and learning, you know, what we were already doing at Wegmans that would be considered a sustainable business practice. So we came up with a mission statement, and very shortly, it's reducing our emissions. You know, that's our carbon footprint, reducing our waste to landfill, and providing sustainable packaging and product choices for our customers. That's really where we've tried to focus these last 11 years.
So do a lot of large grocers have managers of sustainability? Is this like a newer concept in that field? Like when did, like you spoke about how you started in 2007 and how environmental issues obviously have become a big deal for Wegmans, but have you seen that kind of across the board with all grocers? Is this kind of the norm now?
It's more commonplace now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think in the food retail industry, I might have been the first named sustainability person.
That's, you know, pretty
definitely,
cool.
Definitely,
yeah.
In the minority, right? But it is definitely more commonplace now. Back in 2007, the Food Marketing Institute, which is the trade association we belong to, formed the Sustainability Task Force, which has now become the Sustainability Executive Committee. So it's definitely more permanent. And it really started about learning what is sustainability,
right?
How can we all get around it and work towards that common goal? And that's one thing that Wegmans in the industry, we don't see sustainability as competitive. It's really pre-competitive. There's a lot of innovation and best practices to learn from each other that we shouldn't be competing on.
So I want to get in now. I took some notes and did a little bit of research, and I want to tell the sustainability story of Wegmans. And I came up with like 5 points to hit, and you hit a couple of them already. And I just wanted to go into more detail because I find it so fascinating that a grocer is doing all of these wonderful things for our planet and for their people. So the first thing I want to talk about is, how is Wegmans reducing emissions?
Emissions come from a few different places, you know, mm-hmm. purchased electricity. You know, we don't generate those emissions. Those are generated by power plants, et cetera. They come from using natural gas for cooking and for heating our buildings. They come from fuel we use to transport product. So each one of those emission points translates into carbon.
Right.
And so we track our carbon footprint from those emissions. We've been doing that steadily since 2009. It's very complicated to keep tracking those emissions. But once you can measure them, you can have plans in place to reduce them. So a number of initiatives across the company to reduce electric consumption, to reduce our refrigeration impact. And we think about Wegmans. Remember, I mentioned it's the size of a Costco, right?
Right. How big is the average Wegmans store?
So we're in the 120 to 130,000 square foot on average.
And there's restaurants in there too,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, restaurants and burger bars and pubs.
Yeah,
and
unbelievable.
A lot of different formats that are going on. But we're moving towards, you know, 100,000, 120,000 square foot.
That's a lot to manage.
It is. Two-thirds of the store is refrigeration, perishable produce, prepared
right.
foods in those restaurants you spoke of.
Right.
That's a lot of refrigeration load. So that's actually, refrigeration is our largest part of our carbon footprint. So, you know, working with, and this is how one person at Wegmans can manage all of this, is working with all the great people that own these different responsibilities in the company. And we're really, the sustainability department's there to help advise and be a subject matter expert on the environmental side of things. The business owners are the ones that drive the projects, reduce electricity, reduce refrigeration use and those things. It's a partnership, a true partnership with those folks. So you were going to move on to probably reducing waste in landfill.
I was, and I was going to talk about, you know, I think we in the sustainability realm, and I talk about this all the time. So I started at Rubicon about 10 months ago. And before that, I knew very, very little about sustainability. Since then, obviously, I've researched and learned a lot. I actually moved to a farm, which is crazy to think about, a year ago. But I think we take the educational piece for granted in our industry. And so one term that gets thrown around a lot is zero waste. So someone who doesn't know about zero waste might think, like, someone who's zero waste might not even throw away a gum wrapper, you know? And so Wegmans, you know, diverting waste from landfills, and there's a zero waste story there. Will you explain that a little bit and start with what exactly is zero waste?
Yeah. So the true definition, I guess, for Wegmans anyway, is no waste.
Right.
I mean, we're taking it to that, maybe to the gum wrapper example, right?
Right.
Which is kind of like a zealot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not going to get there overnight. It's a journey, and you have to, again, piece it up, break it up into manageable bits. For Wegmans, we had a challenge from our senior executives, you know, let's take a store as far down that path of zero waste as we can. And like everything we're talking about here, measurement is key. That's right. What Rubicon really helps us with, measurement.
You can't manage what you can't measure.
Absolutely. So we started to come up with a baseline for that test store that we were going to pilot. They were at about a 62% diversion rate. For folks out there, diversion is, you know, you calculate it by what you recycle, by what you throw away. That's how you get your recycle rate. And then we just came up with a plan to try to tackle the things that were going to make the most difference. Food waste is one of those things that, you know, when we measure the recycle rate, weight adversely affects your recycle rate. So if you're throwing out heavy things, that is going to upset your recycle rate more than anything.
Right.
Food waste is very heavy.
Yes.
Especially if we're talking produce waste and those kinds of things. In a trash compactor, that's a lot of weight. And so that's bringing your number down. So if you tackle that first, and that's where we focused on food waste first and foremost, is to try to get that number up. Now, I believe, you know, there's some organizations out there that believe you should focus on reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce
right.
is first for a reason. You should focus there. I believe that recycling, hands-on, diverting food waste, source separation is an education piece, to your point about education. Get your hands dirty. Get in there. You know, you're going to see where the true waste is, and it gives you a better appreciation and a better direction on going back upstream to be able to reduce waste in the first place.
Right.
So I'm a firm believer in that as an education tool.
Yeah. How will you know what to reduce unless you know what you're recycling?
Right.
So how did you guys reduce food waste?
So we have a few different programs in place. In the store, we're able to use a lot of different produce and food for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way to ultimately not waste it in the first place. So use the example, if you have a blemish on an apple or something.
Right.
Well, we can use that apple in many other ways, right?
Yeah, that ugly produce trend. And now you guys
right.
so have outlets for them.
We don't have to really worry about trying to sell ugly produce. We mm-hmm. just use it in other ways in
use
the store.
Use it in the back.
If we can't use it in the store, we're able to donate it to our communities. So every store at Wegmans, we have 95 stores. There's multiple donation agencies coming every day to pick up perishable product. And we also send dented cans and those things that are non-perishable through our distribution channel and have a couple different outlets for that. And then the third step is if you can't use it in the store, if you can't donate it, then you're able to recycle it in one of our food waste diversion programs. So we're either sending in about 80 stores out of our 95 stores, we're able to partner with anaerobic digesters
mm-hmm.
or composters, and we're able to recycle that food into either healthy soil amendment or make electricity from it.
One other that you spoke about, and then we'll move on to the ones that I researched, was the multiple sustainable packaging solutions at Wegmans. So what does that look like? I know, you know, when we go into our grocery stores, it's pretty much paper, plastic, or now a canvas bag. So I'm curious to know about other solutions.
Yeah, grocery bags continues to be a hot topic, right?
Yeah.
So we firmly believe using a reusable bag is mm-hmm. the best way to reduce plastic use. But the plastic bag gets a bad rap, I think, pun intended. Science has shown that the plastic bag, if recycled, is actually a best practice. So you can use your reusable, that's the best. Plastic, if you recycle it, is the second best. Actually, paper is the least desired option for the environment. Paper's heavy. You're chopping down trees to do it. It takes a lot more trucks to transport the same amount of paper as mm-hmm. plastic. There's an environmental tail there that most people don't think about. And making paper is pretty dirty. You use a lot of chemicals in that water and discharge water.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. But using plastic, as long as you recycle it, that is an environmentally friendly way. And what we do at Wegmans is we collect plastic bags from all our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Combine that with what we collect in the back of the store from shrink wrap loads, you know, grocery loads, shrink wrap. And then we're making brand new bags right out of that material. Each one of our plastic bags has 40% post-consumer recycled content in it. And it's all our stuff.
That's amazing.
Yep. You know, we have a philosophy at Wegmans, really our guidelines around packaging is we put it in the terms more of, less of, none of. We want more recycled content, more renewable content when we can't make something recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
We want less food waste, so we're trying to actively work shelf life into that. And then we don't want any harmful materials. So PVC, your number three plastic, and polystyrene are things we're actively working to get rid of.
So we spoke a little bit about the Wegmans food donation program. And I think one of the things that I admire most about Wegmans is kind of like Rubicon. You know, we're a B corporation and they're very passionate about taking care of their people. And I know Wegmans is the same. I read a lot of stories from like lifelong employees, much like yourself. You know, people stay there for a really long time, and in not just taking care of the employees, are also taking care of the surrounding communities where all the stores are. So one of mine was about the food donation program. What organizations are you guys working with locally?
We work with a lot of local organizations through our stores, and we can't say that we just work with one or two organizations. Most of them are under the Feeding America banner. Mm-hmm. Some are not. We work with many churches and local soup kitchens and pantries. It's really all about the local community. You know, at Wegmans, we like to make a difference in every community we serve. And this is one way that we can do that. And we partner, like I said, there's a number of organizations that come every day to pick up bread and fresh produce and those kinds of things. And a lot of those are long-term partnerships.
I love the idea of, you know, making big changes in these smaller communities. And I think that that's something that Wegmans does really, really well. It's taking big ideas and having the resources to do them and to do them for the places that support and the people that support the stores. But sustainability is often seen as a burden or an added cost for a lot of major companies. What are your thoughts on that? How does Wegmans balance on the tightrope between keeping the product sustainable and keeping prices low for customers?
That came up early on when we were talking about sustainability. And really, we developed this mindset around it has to be good for the environment, good for our people and our customers, and good for our business. And there's that sweet spot in the center. And if we're going after each business practice in that way, then it should be a sustained business practice into the future.
Right.
We're always looking at innovation. We're always looking at what is the cost of that innovation. And sometimes we're taking a little longer look. Food waste in particular is one way that we've partnered with local food waste haulers in a way that has not been done before, where we're helping them compete with landfill. And taking that longer look still fits within our business payback timeframes, but building infrastructure, making sure that there are food waste haulers and processors in our market regions so that we're able to do the right thing with food waste, which gets us down that road to zero waste a lot further. You know, and I mentioned the zero waste store started at 62%. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're at about 82%. Wow. So we've hit that first milestone of 80% and trying to figure out how further down the path we can go.
That's unheard of in the supermarket realm. So is this a model that you guys think that you can replicate?
We are trying to replicate it right now. Yep. Yeah. We had one store in 2016 and now we're taking it to five more stores. We took it to five more stores in 2017, four more in 2018. Those stores, once they get it right, will teach the other stores in their areas.
Food Network recognized Wegmans as, you know, best grocery store a few years ago. Wegmans is rated number two in best companies to work for, only under Google. I mean, that's insane. And Consumer Report gave Wegmans top grocer title last year. Why do you think the Wegmans brand resonates with people the way that it does?
I started a long time ago. I've been exposed to this culture for a long time. And through every step and turn, I feel cared for as an employee. I feel respected as an employee. And I trust Wegmans to do the right thing. That is what our customers feel, too. They trust Wegmans to do the right thing. They feel cared for. They feel listened to. My former manager, Mary Ellen Burris, is our senior VP of Consumer Affairs, and she's been there over 40 years, and listening to customers with anything they have to offer and trying to make a difference and change is very impactful, and it builds trust. And I think that's the largest piece of what we have with our customers is trust. And with employees, caring, respect, we still have high standards. Mm-hmm. So, and our employees get that.
Everyone that I told I was interviewing you on the podcast, especially my boyfriend's family and all of his friends in Ithaca. I mean, that you would have thought that I had the ghost of Elvis Presley on today. Everyone was so excited. I mean, it really, Wegmans touches something for a lot of people. And I can't say that about any other supermarket. Okay. Jason, now is my favorite part. This is a very high performing segment. I'm going to rapid fire 10 questions off at you. First thing that comes to mind, and I just want to get to know you a little bit better, have our listeners get to know you a bit better. And I think that this is a really fun way to do so. It's kind of like those icebreakers from summer camp, but in like 30 seconds. You ready?
Let's go.
What is your favorite item from the Wegmans hot bar?
It has to be sesame chicken over white rice.
If you could be a grocery aisle, which aisle would you be and why?
Beer.
What is the last movie that you saw?
Black Panther.
What was your first job?
On the farm at Wegmans. Painting, actually. I hate painting. To this day.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
My grandfather always told me to stay humble. And it really also kind of mirrors what Robert Wegman would always say. Never care about yourself. Care about others.
I love that. What is your personal theme song?
The Imperial March from Star Wars.
What is your favorite Rochester restaurant?
Da Vinci's. It's an Italian place that me and my wife go.
What do you get there?
The eggplant parm.
That's my favorite. What is the first concert you ever went to?
Ozzy Osbourne, 1996, and Korn opened for them. Oh. I play in a rock band and I'm a metalhead, so.
I love that. One eco-conscious action that you do every day.
So this is going to sound really, really weird, maybe a little geeky, but.
Try me.
Dental floss.
Okay. Explain it.
When you walk out of the dentist and they recommend these picks, they're kind of a one-time use thing. Mm-hmm. I refuse to use those and go to old-fashioned dental floss because that's less material in the landfill.
Can you recycle? You can recycle dental floss?
No, but you can't recycle those picks either.
You can't recycle those plastic. Exactly. And what does success mean to you?
I just keep my nose down and keep working and doing the right thing and going after those high standards. Again, I feel blessed to be a part of this family company for many generations. And success means that I'm moving forward, moving the needle on all of those things we just talked about. That's really the only reward I need.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much for coming in the studio today to tell what I think is an incredibly inspiring sustainability story and kind of a model for retailers in the future. And I'm a little bummed that you didn't show up with a 24-pack of peanut butter-filled pretzels, but I'll get over it. And next time, please come prepared.
Well, you know that'll happen.
I'm counting on it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.